Hey, this is Jeff from the Icebox Radio Theater, and we'll get on with the show in just a second. But I wanted to come on first and very briefly let you know about our brand new Patreon page. Now, Patreon is a relatively new crowdfunding source that's designed specifically for podcasters or bloggers or YouTubers, folks who create regular content online. It's a great opportunity for us to learn to budget a little bit more sensibly, shall we say, and it's a great opportunity for you to show a little financial love to all the great content providers that you watch or listen to or read online all the time. To find us, just go to Patreon, that's patreon.com, and search for Radio Icebox. Or even simpler, go to our website, iceboxradio.org, and look for the Patreon link. It's right across the top of the page there in the announcement bar. And now, on with the show.
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Frozen Frights.
New Audio's theater of suspense and terror. Now on Icebox Radio.
The Midwest was flat. Jeez.
Oh, hello?
Hello, Glenn?
Piper, you're there already? What's it like?
It's an island in the middle of a lake. And I do mean middle, by the way. You didn't say Rainy Lake was as big as Superior.
It isn't. Look at the map.
Try crossing it in a tiny rental boat and saying that.
You rented a boat? Oh, no.
Oh, relax.
You can be traced now. What were you thinking?
Oh, Glenn, calm down. Nobody cares about your little bat project.
The Parks Department will. No one is supposed to be on that island.
That's another thing. I did a lot of research yesterday, and nobody knows anything about a forbidden island.
My source is impeccable.
Who is your source, anyway?
For his safety, I can't tell you that.
Well, then tell me this. Where did you meet him? Glenn?
I met him socially.
Oh, please don't tell me it was at a bar.
I don't see how the location enters into it.
You sent me on a 500-mile bat hunt because of a guy that you met at a bar?
I checked him out completely. He's one of the most respected men in the community.
Oh, he's from here. That really makes me feel much better.
You're doing serious research. If we're successful, we can prove that a whole new species of flying mammal has developed in North America. And, if my theories are correct, this species has mutated, possibly due to the environmental factors such as pollution, loss of habitat, into something totally cool.
Uh-huh.
Don't you realize what this means? It means we can prove that humanity's influence on the environment might actually be positive, and those green Nazis will be put in their place at last. You've got to see how important this is.
Yeah. Look, the reason I called, the island has a hill on it.
So?
So according to the GPS, the top of the hill is the location of the cave.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember our agreement, Glenn?
Yes.
Was there anything in our agreement about rock climbing?
Not specifically, no. But I think it was implied that the train...
Our agreement was for me to go to the island and draw a picture of a bat. No rock climbing.
You're not turning back.
No. I'm asking for more money.
I can always fire you, you know. Not pay a cent.
And I can always visit the parks rangers before I leave, telling them all about your little project.
Oh.
Why don't you just hire some local to snap a photo?
You're an illustrator. You can take your mind's eye and put it down on paper. It'll have twice the impact.
Fine, I'll climb the hill. But you don't see sketch one until another $20 gift card from the video store arrives in my mailbox.
$20?
Do I hear 40?
Fine, 20. But it better be a great picture.
I'm about to climb a 50-foot rock face in flip-flops. You bet it'll be a great picture. Oh. Five more feet, come on. Oh, finally. Oh. If I don't get a real job soon, I'm going back to waiting tables. Whoa! Glenn's not a total idiot. At least he knew where the bats were. How am I supposed to drop a picture of something flying by at a million miles an hour? Well, I guess the cave must go in. Okay, Piper, you can do this. Flashlight. Okay. I found the bats. Glenn will be very happy. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're going to take a photo, then make the drawing from that. Make the drawing far, far away from here. Okay, guys, say cheese. Okay, that didn't seem to bother them much. Pleasure doing business with you guys. Now, goodbye. Okay, I'm going. Please, I'm going as fast as I can. What is that? What? Oh, my ears. Oh, my God. Stop it. I can't hear. Oh, stop it. Oh, God, help me. Help me, please.
Piper? Piper? Ms. Lake, wake up.
Where?
You're at the hospital in International Falls. The Rangers brought you in.
How long have I been here?
About 16 hours. That was quite a dream you were having.
What happened to me?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh, the bats.
What?
It was the bats in the cave. They made some kind of a sound. Oh, it was horrible.
Can you describe the sound?
It was like a camera battery charging, only louder and stronger.
It's possible you just have some sensitivity to ultrasonic sounds. The bat's sonar could have acted as a trigger for a migraine.
I don't get migraines.
Anyone else in your family prone to them?
Not that I know of.
Well, let's run some tests anyway. After that, I'm pretty sure you'll be free to go.
Oh, by the way, we gave your friend Glenn a call. He's on his way here.
Glenn?
Yes. We hit redial on your cell phone. Standard procedure with an unconscious patient to contact someone that way. Just sit back. A nurse will be with you in a while.
Thanks, doctor. I'll better tell Glenn I'm okay.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Well, that's strange.
Yourself.
Oh, sorry. You startled me.
Apologies. Always been quiet afoot. Comes from hunting deer. Stalk the prey. That's what I like to do. Don't sit in a deer stand all day like the fools around here.
Yeah. Do you remember me? I rented a boat from you yesterday.
Nah.
No, you don't remember me?
Nah, wasn't yesterday. Day before it was. Little 8-foot Lund with an outboard.
I had a little trouble out on the lake. Did the boat get back okay?
Rangers brought it in yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, could I rent it again?
Well, I don't know. Seems to me like renting a boat to a lassie who gets herself in trouble on the lake is a bad idea.
Oh, I didn't get into trouble. In the boat, anyway.
What happened to you, then?
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but that's my business.
Be my business if you want my boat. Otherwise, a couple of places up the shore sure to rent you one. You understand I'm thinking of my property here. nothing personal.
Oh, yeah, I see that. I want to go back to an island in the middle of the lake.
I see that right enough.
I need to record something.
What sounds is it you're recording, then?
Wildlife?
You mean like birds?
Yeah, like birds.
That's harmless enough.
What are you doing?
I believe you about the recording, miss. It's my boat I'm thinking of.
Listen, I promise I'll have...
So, this trip, I think you're going to have yourself a guide. The Rangers brought my boat back fine last time, but looking at you, I'm thinking of what my grandfather used to say.
What?
Don't loan anything to Irishmen or lunatics.
I'm not Irish.
Didn't say you were.
Veer left up here.
Port, lass. It's to port you're asking me.
Particular ways of doing things, don't you, Mr. Dunkirk?
Never met a man my age who didn't. Where are you taking me?
That island dead ahead. The one with the tall hill.
That one there, you mean?
Yes, that's the one. Well, what's wrong?
A moment, please.
Well, is something wrong? Are you seasick?
Oh, damn fool question, girl. There's no call to be insulting me that way.
Well, I'm sorry, but you look terrible.
Lass, we're not going to that island.
What? We've come all this way.
You'll have your money back, of course, but we're not going there.
Well, are you at least going to tell me why? Mr. Dunkirk?
No, I'm not. This is my boat, and I'll keep my own counsel.
It's the bats, isn't it?
Bats? That's what you think they are? Oh, good Lord!
What?
Won't start.
Mr. Dunkirk, what's wrong?
I can't get to start this damnable thing. Can you swim, girl?
What?
Can you swim? It's the only chance now.
What's going on? What are they?
Get overboard!
What?
Don't argue. Just do it now.
Mister, stop. I... Whoa!
The Icebox Radio Theater will be back right after this.
Can you swim? It's the only chance now.
What's going on? What are they?
Get overboard.
What?
Don't argue. Just do it now.
Mister, stop. I... Whoa!
You awake, hon? Hey, calm down.
Glenn, what are you doing here?
I was sleeping, thank you very much.
What am I... Where are we?
I don't know. I was asleep. Outside of Ray, it looks like.
You're supposed to be in Duluth.
Duluth? What would I be doing in Duluth?
You live there, Glenn.
I live in Hibbing with my wife, Piper.
You're married? You never told me that you were married.
Okay, pull this car over right now. You fell asleep at the wheel and had a dream or something. We've been going too hard. We need a break.
Glenn, I've got a wedding set on my finger.
Yeah?
Let me see your hand.
Piper, easy. Satisfied?
They match.
Yes, you made sure they matched. $400 more to make them matched.
We're married?
Of course we're married.
Glenn, I...
Honey, what's wrong? You're white as a sheet.
Something's happening to me. Oh, Glenn, something's happening to me.
Focus on my hand, please. Okay. Okay.
Well?
Well, nothing I can see. No concussion, head injury of any kind.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
And you don't remember me, do you?
I'm sorry. We checked the records. We've never had a patient at this hospital named Piper Lake.
Wilson. Her name is Wilson.
And I certainly would have remembered if you'd been in just yesterday. Tell me again. Why do you think you've been in this hospital?
I don't think it. I know it. I was here yesterday.
Honey, calm down.
Because I was bitten or something by this huge flock of bats on this island in the middle of Rainy Lake.
Maybe if we just took it easy for a while. Grab a room in town.
Oh, don't patronize me, Glenn.
I'm not. But you've got to admit, this all sounds pretty crazy.
The only idea that sounds crazy is me marrying you.
Maybe it might be a good idea to take a room in town and cool off for a while. Down the street, about a quarter of a mile, is my father's motel. It's nothing fancy, but it's cheap and clean. Get a good night's sleep and hit the road again tomorrow, okay?
Isn't there some tests or something you should be doing?
Glenn, there's no easy way of saying this, but your insurance doesn't really even begin to cover this visit. If I so much as take blood...
Say no more.
Dad's motel is a lot cheaper and just as therapeutic as anything I could do. If you're still feeling disoriented tomorrow, come back. I promise we'll figure things out.
Don't be angry.
I'm not.
I do believe you. I don't mean to sound like I don't.
Well, then you're doing a hell of an impression.
Piper... Never mind. Let's just get a room.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I know, I just...
Evening?
Mr. Dunkirk?
Yes.
You remember me?
What's going on?
That's the man I was telling you about. The man who rented me the boat. You remember me?
I do, lass. I do.
You mean the guy from your dream?
No, it wasn't a dream. He remembers me, don't you?
I do.
He does.
Wait a minute. You rented her a boat yesterday.
I've rented her a boat every day for the last month.
What?
You heard me. You heard me right good, Piper. This isn't what it seems.
What?
It isn't what it seems.
Oh, Dad, there you are.
Yep.
You found his place. Good.
This is your father?
Of course. Cleanest motel on 3rd Street.
But I remember him. He was the man who took me out to the island yesterday.
The man who rented you the boat?
Yes. And he remembers me. His name is Dunkirk, and he's from Jersey in England, and he said his children both lived out of state.
Is all this true, Dad?
You know it is.
Yes, I do.
What are you doing with that?
Goodbye, Father. Glenn, I'm sorry.
What?
What the hell do you think you're doing? What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, Piper. If it makes you feel any better, this gun doesn't ever leave survivors.
Piper, can you hear me?
We're losing her again.
Piper!
Piper!
What's happening to me?
You're bleeding.
You're bleeding.
I can see that.
You're bleeding, Piper. You need to get up.
Get up.
I don't understand what's happening.
Get up, Piper.
Get up.
Get up.
I can't.
You have to. Come up.
Come up.
Come up.
Come up.
That's it. Her eyes, they're open.
Piper, can you hear me? Move your hand if you understand.
She moved it.
Okay, Piper, I need you to stay focused right on my face, all right? Don't go away. It's very important you don't go away.
What's happening to me?
You're okay. You're going to be okay.
We'll get you to the hospital and they'll figure the whole thing out.
How much longer?
5 minutes. We have to get her...
I know.
Hello?
Where am I?
Falls Memorial Hospital, and you're fine. All tests come back fine. You just, well, you have a kind of venom in your system.
Venom?
It's almost worked its way through, but there are still some traces. You say you've had hallucinations?
Many.
Well, then it's pretty clear what happened. You've got multiple bite marks on your neck and scalp. The bats attacked you for some reason, and their saliva must have contained the venom.
But bats don't have venom, do they?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm a doctor, not a zoologist. It's always possible, of course, that this was some sort of mutation. It happens sometimes. Oh, sounds like you've got a call. I'll check back on you in a little while. Oh, and there is a specialist on his way. He wants to talk to you.
Okay, doctor. And thank you.
Now just relax and try to get some rest.
Hello?
Piper?
Hello, Glenn.
They just called me. Are you all right?
I'm fine. How are things in Duluth?
What?
I said, how are things in Duluth, the city where you live, alone and unmarried?
Piper, if you're trying to be insulting, you're just coming off as weird.
Oh, good. Did you hear the news?
No one's told me anything other than the fact that you were hurt. I'm so sorry. Seriously, Piper, I never in a million years would have sent you up there if I'd known about...
The bats are mutants.
Yes, I knew it.
The bad news is their bites appear to be poisonous.
Well, that's unusual for a mammal, but not unheard of.
Doesn't exactly help your cause, I know.
What cause? I'm a scientist. I don't have a cause.
So you'll be phoning this news to the green Nazis, letting them know that poison mutant bats are living on Rainy Lake?
I'm sure they'll find out about it eventually. Besides, we don't know if human interference causes mutation or not.
Glenn?
Yeah?
Why does a species mutate?
Oh, variety of reasons. Adapt to a changing environment, change in food supply, protection from a predator.
Protection?
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of. I have to go. There's another doctor to see me.
Wait, Piper, what about the picture?
I'm not going to draw any picture, Glenn.
What? Why?
Just because I don't think I'm going to have time. Hello, Mr. Dunkirk.
Hello, lass.
They're coming again, aren't they?
Yes.
They're angry at me?
Yes.
What do I need to do?
Run. Run, lass. Run.
This has been The Bats from the Icebox Radio Theater, written by Jeffrey Adams. Your players this evening...
Eleanor Dremez Piper.
Vicki Olson as the Doctor.
Varian Irwin as Glenn.
Neil Smith as Dunkirk.
And your sound effects crew for this evening and also for Revolt of the Worms.
Jessica Liggins.
Amber Herzowski.
Trelawney Irwin.
Bruce Monroe.
And Dave Irwin.
I would be remiss if I forgot the two actors, the EMTs 1 and 2.
EMT 1, Jessica.
Trelawney Irwin, EMT 2.